Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports.
Yeah.
We are live from Las Vegas, Nevada.
Yeah.
We all know who that is.
Yeah.
That's JJ.
Yeah.
Want to welcome everybody to the show, regulars and new. Thanks for joining us and putting up with JJ every Tuesday at 6 p.m. at onwheelsnow.com. Thanks.
Yeah.
You barfing or what are you doing? I don't know what you got going on, Jay.
Hey, yeah.
All right.
The intro.
You should. We've had it for 5 years.
Oh, I thought we just changed it last week.
No.
Houston, we've had a problem.
Hosting tonight, the one, the only, JJ Nunn.
Yeah.
Oh, great day, man.
That's good. You're smiling.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Happier than a pig in shit. What can I
That's
tell you?
That's pretty happy.
Yep.
That is pretty happy.
Well, you better mark that down on your calendar, pal.
There's another one we'll talk about after the show. Mikey never heard before, but I'll tell you about
Uh-oh.
It after the show. We can't say it on the show.
Uh-oh.
Another thing that you said that he never heard before, and I was like, oh, that's been around a while.
He's starting to say the sayings you say?
You're in trouble.
Mike's going to pass it on to like some other generation. They won't even know what it means. But anyways, I'll talk to you about
man.
That after the show.
Doing great. Sweating my ass off out there. Hey, it's only 111. We got a cold front coming in Friday. Going to be 105.
The humidity is way up, like 14%.
Yeah, I know. The humidity is kicking my ass. What can I tell you? But we had a great weekend.
And
we'll get
into
that later.
And for all those reasons, I'm happy. Business is bit booming. It's good. It's
I hope
busy.
So. If you're in the AC business and you're slow right now,
something's wrong. Yeah.
Something's seriously wrong here in Vegas, man.
A lot of people.
That's all there is to it.
Yeah. Hey, it's good. I don't mind the heat. I like it. So.
It's air conditioning to me, 110. When we're suiting up in fire suits and Nomex and helmets.
It's comfortable after you get out.
And 190 degrees blowing into your car. You know, and after 15 laps, it's now up to 200. 110, people say, don't you have a problem with this heat? Nope, not at all.
Not at all. Exactly.
Not at all. This
hey,
is air conditioning.
Someone that's no stranger to that heat, that's a racer here with us tonight. We got guest Kaylee Barker with us. Thank you for being in studio with us.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, driver of the number 34 plus 2 minus 3 super late model.
Wait, that's too much math to watch racing, okay?
No, it's easy.
How many laps? How many laps?
34 plus 2 is 36 minus 3 is 33.
Okay.
Right, Kaylee? Does that work?
Well, no, but she didn't run the 33. She did the minus, what's 12? What number 12 for, right?
It's a calculator.
Calculator. Wait,
it's
just too much math just to know Kaylee's numbers.
Plus and minus. It's not algebra. Okay, that's all.
It
I'm
doesn't
just,
matter. You should have to do math
I'm
when you go
trying,
watch races.
I'm just trying to get a minus 3 on the car
okay.
after the plus 2. That's all.
All right. We'll give you that.
No? What is it going to cost to get my minus 3 on there?
A lot.
Tell him a whole rap job.
Well, the sponsor pays a decent amount of money just to be on the quarter panel. You're talking about changing the whole look.
No,
so that's
a
lot of money.
Why do you want to go sponsor? I'm going the friend price.
Hey, it was hard enough to get T-shirts from Kaylee, okay?
Yeah,
now you want to change the whole car? I'm just kidding. That was just Gary complaining about that.
So now we got to talk to the finance lady, you're saying,
Yep.
Hi, Vicky.
Got to talk to the finance lady. Hi, Mom. How you doing?
Yeah, thanks again, Kaylee, for being here with us tonight. And moving on, the man always on a mission here with us tonight also, Gary Wyatt.
How you guys doing?
How you doing?
Doing great.
You work in the heat, too. So.
Yes, I do.
Outside.
In the heat. Yes.
But you're still smiling.
I'm
good.
Always smiling.
Great weekend. You're not always smiling. there's a moment of silence there.
Yeah. No. great weekend.
Excuse me. I'm sorry.
I choked
up on that statement.
Okay. I'm always smiling when it comes to this show. Okay. When JJ's
not making you pull your hair out or
hit my head against the wall.
Big Jay, not just me.
Why are you going to instigate this?
Focus it this way, too.
Yeah.
Why are you going to? Okay.
Lay on the ground and pound my head on the cement. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We got a couple other people here tonight.
We do.
Fly's on the wall.
Yeah.
Mikey's here with us tonight. Michael, driving the Levin Bomber out at the Speedway on his phone texting. Who else do we have?
Don't touch my hair.
Is that, don't touch my hair.
My hair's never out of place.
Yeah.
Who is that? I've seen you around, but I've never officially met you, I don't think.
That's David.
That's David.
Don't touch my hair.
We have David with us tonight. Don't touch my hair, David, is what I'm being told. So, right
yeah, Ron asked him to spot with Kaylee.
Uh-huh.
And he said, hey, I can't wear this headset. It'll mess my head up. No way.
We see where priorities are. When you don't race, we know where your priorities are.
Yeah. He's like, hey, Ron, can you get me earbuds to go in my ear so it don't mess up my hair?
Yeah, can I wear this? Like,
uh-huh.
So does it touch my hair around my neck or something?
Nice meeting
you, David. And your hair looks nice, by the way.
It
does look untouched, so.
We've met David 4 or 5 times.
Something like that.
His hair is always perfect.
Yes.
I don't think he takes a shower. I really don't.
Well, he smells clean, so I think he does take a shower.
If not, he's putting on a helmet and protecting the hair.
Well, what
are
those
hair bonnets?
Those things women put on their hair to, so they don't get wet?
A hairnet?
A hairnet. There you go.
A shower cap.
Yeah.
It does look good. Hey, what? I don't know what they call that style, but it's clean cut. Looks good.
That's what they call it, clean cut.
Clean cut, okay.
Yeah.
Well, nice meeting you, David.
That's David.
That's
give him a championship at hair. It just doesn't look good. It's consistent. it has looked the same way since I met him 6 months ago, and not a strand is out.
Is he like when you win, he's your trophy guy? Like, you want him to come out and present you with the trophy?
Yeah, I guess you call that.
The hair, huh? You're the trophy guy.
You don't have a new sponsor to announce, Kaylee, like Supercuts or
great clips.
No, just the sheet metal workers.
That's
local 88.
Hey, can't be.
That's
beat
a
that.
Hell of a sheet metal job on his head. Ay, ay, ay. It's one of those Tuesdays.
Hey, it is one of those Tuesdays.
Yes, it is. See, we just asked Kaylee to come in so we can be on him about his hair. That's all.
So you're not a racer, huh, David? You know, you wish?
He wish.
He wish.
You wish? I mean, have you been involved?
How are you going to put a helmet on?
Well, no.
At LVMS, they require helmets.
He paints the helmet to look like a hairdo, so when he puts it on, if it has the same hairdo outside of the helmet.
No, I want to be there when he takes it off so I can see if any hairs are out of place.
Well, he probably will have a mirror in the car just for his hair. I'm just giving you a hard time.
We don't know you. When he wins a race, it'll take him an hour to get out, so make sure his hair is straightened and nice.
Stick him. That's what it is. Stick 'em. No, it's not Jerry Curl. It's stick 'em. Spray can stick 'em. Either that
or
aerosol polyurethane. I don't want.
Ah, man. So how long have you been around racing? Have you been out there to the LVMS before? If you don't mind me asking you, I'm putting you on the spot.
I grew up racing motocross out there. When we had motocross.
Okay, so David raced motocross out at the track. And have you known of the bull ring? You've seen it before now?
Talking
to Kaylee. I know you're very careful with your words. So you're just talking to Kaylee. You guys aren't like seeing each other or anything. No? It kind of still in process.
I'm not trying to put you on the spot or nothing, but
feel the. So you guys are just friends.
I just talked to her.
That's it. Yeah, you're the tire gauge guy, which doesn't require any hair movement at all.
That's right.
Now, that's cool. Well, it's cool you're involved. You know, you come out to the track. Have you been to most races this year to watch?
Yeah, I think he just missed two, something like that. One or two.
Cool. You get like being involved behind the scenes. Oh, you get free tickets. Wait a minute.
Hey, wait. Hey, Kaylee, you need a number.
You need a number. Can I hold the tire gauge for the other side of the car? I need the right side tire gauge.
I'm sorry, Michael. Your hair moves.
I know. Okay. I might, I don't know. Maybe that's going to be a pit crew haircut. You must have the same hairdo.
Yeah.
That's good, though. Hey, I'm just we're just picking on you. I know Jay's like this all the time. He's picking on everybody all the time.
Yeah.
So you used to race motocross, and you started hanging out at the track the last few months or so.
When he started talking to Katie.
How'd you guys meet?
Pole position.
Oh, really?
When I beat him.
Oh,
all the races.
So pole position is a place you can go meet people. Not just for go-karts. Usually go on Tuesdays. Didn't you say that last time?
Yeah.
Tuesday. You go on tonight. They have a Tuesday
night
thing. No,
I'm going out to dinner.
No. Hey.
Hey. Before we go any further, this birthday girl yesterday.
Oh,
no way.
Well,
yeah,
happy birthday.
Thank you.
Wow.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear KB. Happy birthday to you.
And it's good to have another Leo in the room.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
I don't think there's any more. I'm a Leo.
How old are you now?
19.
Still a teenager.
Yep.
Rolling super late models, modifieds. Unbelievable.
19.
19.
Old. Old for
old
for
racing.
Racing
world, yep.
Well, it's funny because you know, rewind not that long ago. At 19, you know, you're still starting off in these big cars and so on. I mean, just being a super late model at 19.
Even worse,
amazing.
When I met her, she couldn't even talk.
Yeah.
You were saying, hey, Dad, diapers need to be changed.
Right rear tire, flat. You change the tire.
Hey, change the kit, too.
Yeah, while you're over there, Ron.
Stinks in the pits. What the hell? That ain't rearing gear oil.
Kaylee's.
That's my daughter. Shut up. One day she's going to be on the pole.
Uh-huh.
Of a race.
Of the racetrack.
Of the racetrack.
Of the racetrack. That was clear last time.
Okay.
So.
Ron did a good job of making sure that one was clear.
You know, and he did. Great job raising Kaylee. She's a great gal out there at the track. And, of course, competing with these guys out there that you've watched over the years. You've grown up at the track,
oh, yeah.
You know. Some of them
Justin
competitors.
Justin Johnson, Scotty,
yeah.
All of them.
All them guys, you know, you kind of learn a little bit from watching them, but get out on the track with them, and I'm sure it's something totally different.
Yep.
So, if you never
seen
Kaylee out there at the track, you got to come out to LVMS the night where she's racing because you'll be amazed. I've seen you do things in that super late model that I've never seen anybody do before. I mean, you've avoided some accidents and things that's. And I'm sure you surprise yourself sometimes, but you put that car in places and kept it out of the wall for anything serious. It's been pretty amazing.
Thank you.
I mean, me and Mike were out there, what was that, a couple races back, and it didn't look like there was enough room, and there was something going on, and it's like a split decision for you, and you were able to get around it.
I remember
it,
that one.
Like,
that was pretty close.
It was. It looked a lot closer probably on our end than your end. But
yeah, that's on YouTube.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'll have to look that up.
That's on YouTube.
Yep.
I guess everything's on YouTube now, ain't it? Jeez.
Hey, I got to take some credit for this. Kaylee watched me, too. What not to do on the track.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, she learned watching
watch
me.
Watch the 33.
To
34 minus 1.
Yeah. You see that line he's running?
Don't run that line. That's the wrong line to
you
race.
See the nose of the car he just took off? Don't see that.
You've never touched anybody out there.
Back in the day.
Have you? Yeah.
Back in the day.
Back in the day.
Back in the day. She was like 5. 4.
Yeah,
well,
I was.
You actually, when was the first time you seen, was around Kaylee out there?
A baby carrier.
No,
yeah.
That was actually
and
a baby carrier,
with
right?
Lance.
Oh, yeah, Lance's garage, yeah.
Yeah.
Ron came up. I was like, what's that you're carrying there? Oh, my daughter. I was like,
oh,
Okay. They don't allow these
stuck
things in the pits.
Stuck in the corner, and we went to work on the car.
Shh, don't tell Mom that.
Mom probably knows.
Next to the spare tires and the old batteries.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't doubt there's probably three or four other baby carriers over there with other kids in them, you know.
She was huffing gas and rubber when she was born.
Right. Well, yeah, it's part of her life now.
I remember one time Lance...
This is for your benefit, David. We want you to know as much about Kaylee as we can give you.
Yeah. I remember one time Lance wrecked the car, and we had it one side of it tied to a tree and the other side of it tied to the dually.
That's funny.
And we were pulling it apart, and Ron showed up with Kaylee. He was like, okay, I'm here to work, and...
Well, you got your hands full.
Yeah.
I entertained myself pretty well.
Yeah, sniffing the tires and the batteries. And
this is a half inch. This is a 5/8.
Yeah.
This is a 9/16.
Well, see, she's probably got some stories that when everybody was working, which she probably got into, turning certain things on the car that she probably shouldn't have been touching, but didn't tell anybody.
The guys that need help with that.
Yeah.
I could hear her mom. Why does Kaylee have bearing grease all over her shirt?
All right.
What's with that?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's good. I mean, you know, you grow up around it, you're going to get instilled with that, and you know, it's just part of your life.
Been a long time. I remember.
Long time ago.
Oh, Lance.
What was Lance? It was a super lame model with hand control.
Yeah.
He was a
paraplegic.
Yep.
That's right. Yeah, black number 40, super late.
The 40, yep. That's
yep.
Right.
Number
that's
40.
Right. I remember that car.
White numbers
got
sometimes, red numbers. But
that got rebuilt every single
time. That's where most guys got their experience rebuilding cars, just off the number 40.
Yeah. Oh, trust me, we load that car in an enclosed trailer, and they're like, okay, see you next year. Yeah, bring it home in an open trailer.
Do you remember that one time where he destroyed it, and we had to leave it by the side of the house on the open trailer because it was just totaled and
trashed? I wasn't with him at that time, but yes.
I remember that.
No kidding.
And here's the thing.
I think that was a nose in into the fourth turn.
Yes.
Wasn't it?
Yes. I had just left him.
That was a nose in.
No kidding.
I had just went off and done my own thing, and I have pictures somewhere that the emergency crew at LVMS at each door had feet sticking out because he was a paraplegic and everybody was afraid to touch him.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. And they had him on the car on the tow truck and on top of the out both windows, out driver and passenger windows, was feet. They were holding him in place.
Holding his neck.
Just holding him. Yeah.
I can't feel my leg.
Yeah. But no, he, it was funny because nobody wanted to touch him.
No kidding.
Yeah, nobody wanted to touch him.
Well, you know, that actually brings up a good point with the safety crew out there, knowing your drivers out there, because it's not that often you come across somebody that's racing out there that has, you know, special needs.
Yeah.
But if it does happen, you know, not everybody knows how to handle certain situations.
Yeah.
And
no. We went down to El Cajon, and Lance and Chuck Trickle got into a little scuffle on the track. And the emergency crew called me out there because they didn't want to touch him. They didn't want to pull him out of the car. Yeah.
Wow.
Same thing here at LVMS with Steve Resnicki.
Yep.
He pancaked it against the backstretch wall coming onto the track, you know, in turn two. And I had to pull him out, pick him up, and walk him into the ambulance, carrying him into the ambulance because they didn't want to touch him.
That's weird.
Well, it just sucks when we went off-road racing with him.
Yep.
And if my dad, my dad would co-ride with him, if Lance got stuck, my dad was the only one that could get out and start digging.
That's true. Huh?
He couldn't get out.
Nope.
He's there.
Yep.
That's your new excuse, Jay. I can't move. I gotta get out and dig.
No, he was a paraplegic.
That's a whole different issue.
There's a difference between physical handicap, which Lance had, and my mental. That's a big difference.
Well, they still handle you the same on the track. They got legs sticking out, not knowing what to do with you.
Before the safety, before the safety crew shows up, I get security.
Right.
Security makes sure I'm safe to be approached.
Well,
they
don't even send EMT. They just know to send security for you.
Yeah, and in El Cajon, all the paramedics and safety crew before the race had a meeting with us.
Wow.
And they were like, "Hey, what do we do
if this happens?" Or
he's already hurt. He's already a paraplegic. Yeah. He ain't gonna hurt him much more. Pick him up.
I guess fire would be the biggest problem, you know.
Yeah, but luckily there was no fires in any of our times that we had. Well, but let me tell you, he wrecked the car a fair share. Like every single race.
Uh-huh. I mean, that would be tough. Think about driving a race car, how he had to drive a race car. It was all hand controls.
There was absolutely no pedals on the floor. Like,
wow.
It like a couple times I took it through tech for him because he showed up late.
Right.
Jeff Gordon's allowed to show up late. So anyway, he showed up late. So you're right, man. It's hard to... For somebody
did
to
you
don't
ever,
do it.
Was anybody else ever able to get in there and
no,
move the car?
I got it over to pits or to the tech very slow. But you
actually was in the car
getting
it over.
Yeah, because there's no foot pedals at all.
Yeah.
There's nothing.
That's crazy.
Remember that?
Yeah. I just liked watching him drive his BMW. Because you can't get in the car and see him drive with all the hand controls. But when you got in his Beamer, you could see him do it. It's super, super cool watching him do it. But
There was one time I was working at his house, and we worked in his garage, and he showed up in a Toyota 4Runner.
Yep.
Huh. I'm like, how'd you do that? How'd you get here?
Right?
And I was talking to him, and I'm talking to him at the driver door, and I'm kind of looking, and I'm like, Lance, how'd you... He lifted up a golf club.
No way.
And I got here with this golf club.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Let me tell you a true story. One time, we blew a transmission out there at LVMS, and the extra transmission was at his house. So I told my brother, Larry, hey, go with him to get the other transmission, and we'll pull this one out.
Right.
I think Ron was with us at this time. So he goes home, and he lived at Windmill in the 215.
Okay.
Okay, and you know where LVMS is. And he came back, and Larry was as white as a T-shirt. And I'm like, Larry, what's the problem? He said, there's no problem. I said, there's a problem. he said, somebody doing 110 down the 15 freeway in his BMW, and he has no control over the foot pedals because it was all hand controlled.
That's crazy.
And, you know, he's like, I never been with anybody with hand controls before.
Yeah, he's probably like, stop, go.
Yeah, it's not like, you know, you or I can hit the brake. He's like, he was doing 110 down the 15 to go get his transmission. Remember that?
Yep.
You guys get it in?
We got it in, and he started third, I think.
Wow.
Inside second row, hit the gas and the transmission exploded on the front stretch.
But to
watch him drive, I mean, you know, you're not used to it,
right.
So you're like, wow, this scares the hell out of me.
I'm scared just thinking about it, man.
This was 1999-2000.
Yes,
those were the 2 years that
we're 99, part of 98.
99,
2000.
I seen him in 98 when I
and,
first seen
yeah,
him
yeah.
out there. So
and then it went off-road racing, and
I wasn't with him when
years,
we went off-road.
And, oh, that was
you were.
No, I wasn't. I had my demolition derby in California, and I was doing some bullring stuff here. So.
Bomber stuff.
Yeah, he asked me to come back, but my plate was too full at the time. So. Yeah,
that's crazy.
And now he does that rally race.
Yeah,
rally cross out
that's
at
cool.
the
California somewhere, right?
Yeah, at that what's that place we went to demo?
Costa Mesa.
No, at the stadium.
Anaheim Stadium?
No, Paris.
No, it was in San Diego. The
Victorville.
Demolition Derby.
Victorville.
No.
He said it was San Diego.
In San Diego.
The Monster Jam that we ran.
The Monster
That's
Jam.
Qualcomm Stadium.
Qualcomm Stadium. Okay. They set up a cone track out there for this rally cross. And I think he's got two championships.
No kidding.
Yeah.
That's cool.
All hand-controlled stuff. No, yeah.
Wow. That's amazing.
That's crazy. I remember the last time I saw Lance was probably 7 or 8 years ago at the Bull Ring. He came back from California to watch a race.
Yeah,
and
no kidding.
That was the last time I saw him. I don't remember
The last time I saw Lance, we were on the side of the road fixing his trailer while he was moving. Yeah. I talked to him a lot on Facebook.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I talked to him a lot on Facebook.
That's pretty neat.
Very, very unique person.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny because like a lot of them old names, like we're talking about Katie still racing with some people out there that she grew up with watching them, like Gafferini and, you know, Dennis Rock and, you know, all them guys out there. And we got a race coming up actually in, 3 weeks? Is it sneaking up on us? 4 weeks?
August
I don't know.
27th, whatever that is.
Okay.
And so about a month.
About a month still.
Yeah,
so.
She just did Saturday in Utah.
Yeah.
We'll
how much time
that.
We got? Let's see. Oh, you want to take any breaks or anything?
Yeah, if you want.
We'll take a quick break, and then we'll talk about your venture up there to
Rocky Mountain Raceway
up in Utah. So we'll see you after the break.
I'm Phil Goodwin, and you're listening to OnWheelsNow.com. See you at the races.
BomberNation.com is your website for all the latest local racing news. If you are a race car owner, a driver, or a passionate fan of racing, the BomberNation.com is the site you'll want to add to your favorites list. Check out the message board, track schedules, special events, links, and our sponsors. The Bomber Nation, one sport under one nation. TheBomberNation.com.
Gentlemen!
The sound of On Wheels Now, every Tuesday at 6 p.m.
If you like cars,
the smell of gasoline and rubber,
or just love motorsports and auto racing,
On Wheels Now is your inside look at local motorsports.
So don't miss the action.
We'll keep you in the loop with the latest local racing news.
We're race car drivers, too. So join me, Michael.
And Mike, Tuesday at 6 p.m. Find us at OnWheelsNow.com.
Nevada Pick Apart.
Who?
Nevada Pick Apart. Do you have a used car or a truck just sitting in the driveway taking up space, looking ugly and tired of looking at it? Are you moving and can't take your car or truck with you? Did you buy a new car or truck and want to get rid of the old one? Contact Nevada Pick Apart, 702-644-1881. That's 702-644-1881. Sell Nevada Pick Apart your used or old vehicle and see it gone tomorrow.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
Welcome back to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports. This is the Racers Roundtable, where racers, race fans, and race officials can get together and talk about local racing. And want to welcome Kaylee Barker with us tonight. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
I was just handing her a T-shirt, and that's what we're talking about. I forgot to give her one last time, so I bought her one, but I still owe her another T-shirt. So next time around, I'll bring it. And, of course, you can always go to the BomberNation.com website to find out more about local racing. If you have something to sell or looking for something to buy, get into some racing, that's the place to go, the BomberNation.com. Click on the message boards link, and you will find some stuff there. Always something going on there.
Oh, yeah.
Before we get too far, we're going to talk about some sponsors real quick so we don't run out of time. So go ahead.
Yeah, Nevada Pick Part. Go check out Nevada Pick Part. Dollar, you can get in, bring your tools, get your part off the car, and take it to the front and pay for it. Nevada Pick Part. Thanks for everything that Steve does for a camp out. Looking for a trailer, looking for a cap, just looking for anything in regards to also RVs, because Camp Out Anthony down on Fremont and Mojave, they now carry RV parts. So if you need anything for your truck or trailer or even your RV now, it's Camp Out, and go ask for Anthony. Reliable Banner. I want to thank Reliable Banner for everything that they do for us. They're just not banners. You can check them out at rbprints.com. You're opening up a business, you're looking for a letterhead, you're looking for envelopes, you're looking to really make your business look sharp. They got fantastic graphic artists down there. They'll do it up, send you a proof. You approve it, 500, 1,000, 2,000. They'll print any amount for you. They're just not banners. That's Reliable Banner. And thanks, Mike, for everything that you do. Pickart Radiator. I want to thank Pickart Radiator. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, you know what? I can't stress this enough. You want to get your engine running cool, go down to Pickart Radiator. You want to stay cool inside your car, go to Pickart Radiator. They just don't keep your engine running cool. They keep you cool inside your car. AC service at its best. That's where I take my truck. That's where Gary takes his truck. They'll do it right. They'll do it once, and that's it. Mom and pop business. Go see Phil and Jim. They'll take care of you down there. They're not going to charge you for something you don't need. This is one of the most honest business there is out there. Keep your engine cool. Keep yourself cool. Go get your AC checked. They'll do it for you. That's Pickart Radiator. Want to thank Dean and Equipment. You got an old wheel balancer laying around? You got a lift?
Do they do wheel balancers?
They do wheel balancers.
You sure?
They do tire changers. You got that tire changer sitting in the garage, and you're still going to a tire shop to get a tire change? Get a hold of Dean and Equipment, 702-565-0528. These guys will fix you up. If you're looking for a lift to put in your driveway or in your garage, they have lifts that not only do they sell it, but they can install it for you. And, of course, want to thank Best Muffler, Daniel at Best Muffler. You need work done, go see Best Muffler. Thanks to Daniel for all what he does.
Cool.
Yeah.
Hey, Kaylee, I know you mentioned we're going to get some sponsors in right now before we, just in case we run out of time. We usually don't want to cut them off, obviously. So.
Right. Well, on board this year, we have Dan and Shannon with Las Vegas Car and Truck, and I just picked up the Sheet Metal Workers Local 88, so they'll be on for the rest of the season and hopefully next season, too.
Wow.
So we'll see what happens with them. And then Execi Clean, Chickpea Racewear, and basically all of the major ones, Dana Sol Race Cars, Racing Innovations, and Jimmy are always helping me.
Cool. Yeah, you can always go to KayleeBarker.com. You want to shoot Kaylee a message. That's the place to go. You want to buy some memorabilia from Kaylee or some shirts or hats or stuff like that, I guess you have
there's
there.
There's a whole bunch of stuff. I guess now I have dog clothes.
No. Wow. I'm about to check it. You're going to have to check that out, James.
Dog?
You got dogs?
Yes, I have dogs.
You got little dogs.
The way they wear little dog clothes. The way you look at
it was a good look. It wasn't a bad look. You have dogs that need clothes. And why not dress them up in some Kaylee Barker swag, right?
Really?
Yeah. Dog clothes. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of stuff on there now.
Cool.
I don't have dogs.
I've got big dogs. Do you got big dog clothes, too?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I have a German Shepherd in a lab, so.
Well.
I mean, they don't have any of it because I feel like they wouldn't want to wear it. Because they see me all the time.
How do you know they don't want to wear it?
You won't know until you put it on.
That's right.
You better order some. So what do you got, like sweaters for them and booties? And
T-shirt.
Or...
Like a T-shirt.
T-shirt?
Yeah. Yep.
KayleeBarker.com T-shirt?
Yeah.
Oh, I need two little extra smalls.
Well, you know where to go. Go to KayleeBarker.com and you can
Yorkshire Terrier. I'll talk to the finance lady.
No, buy them through the website. Help support the KayleeBarker.com racing.
I'm a friend.
You get the friend
discount. Lady. All right.
You say you're a friend. That's what they say.
You're one of those friends that never go away.
I got the one-sided friends. Trust me.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep, but they're little. They shouldn't cost much.
No, you get the smaller shirt. That's true. You got the little dog.
Yeah, I got the little Yorkshire Terriers.
Man. I need to get the bigger the boxer T-shirts. So.
Yeah.
But, hey, go to KayleeBarker.com. Obviously, a lot of cool stuff there, and it helps support the Kaylee Barker race team. You want to go there and help support, you know, young racer. Speaking of racing, you guys went up to
Salt Lake
to race, and you didn't drive a normal.
No, I went to watch.
Oh, no, you went to watch.
Yes, I did.
You went to watch. Kaylee went up there to race. Anywhere she goes, she's going there to race. I'm telling you. But you didn't go up to race your super late model. You went up to do something totally different.
Yep, so we went up there with the Lucas Oil Modified guys with H-Town Racing, Pat and Tom. And so we left Thursday after the car just got done being fixed from its little wreck that it got in.
From LVMS
last race. Yeah,
right.
When Tom got in, the oil didn't really have anywhere. What are you going to do when you're 5 inches in oil? So, left Thursday. Saw a fast lap on the way into Utah, but I couldn't convince them to go.
Nobody would detour.
Nope, I tried. But
next trip.
Yeah. I tried. So
that's good. Always looking out for more seat time. There you go. Kaylee's always looking for that extra seat time.
Was that one of the reasons why Tom wanted you to go on the side of the road? Up there
probably. Yeah, it's about 37 miles to go. He's telling me that I would have to walk the rest of the way. Okay.
Get your exercise.
Yeah, if that's what you want your driver to do, then I'll do it, I guess.
Somebody's a pain in the butt to drive with, I guess. We got head shaking, yes, but we won't say David said yes.
Hey, don't touch his hair.
Yeah, easy.
So we got there, Thursday night, and then Friday was practice, obviously,
right.
And didn't start until later in the afternoon. I think practice started around 5. So, but it's so weird there. The sunset doesn't start. Like, it's not down until about 9:30, 10 o'clock.
I know why. It was pretty late.
It's super crazy.
That's cool.
And with the way their track is, when the sun sets, you're going right into turn 1.
No,
it's
way.
Right on the front straightaway.
Right in the
so,
sun.
Yeah.
Oof.
That was pretty brutal in practice. But I think I did about 60 laps on Friday trying to learn the track.
No kidding. That's
and,
a lot of laps.
Well, I mean, there could have been more, but we decided to blow the motor up. So.
Oh, no way. So
I don't think she decided to blow the motor up.
The motor couldn't handle Kaylee's foot on that pedal. So.
The valve basically busted in half.
Oh, no way.
So, yeah, so that was,
fun. So you were driving when it happened?
No, I was actually backing out of the pit stall.
Oh, luckily.
Yeah.
Nobody
it could have been a lot
that.
Worse.
Yeah, exactly.
I could have,
thank goodness
you know,
it didn't happen.
Exactly. That's what I was going to ask is how'd you
thank
end up
goodness.
And save it and all that. But,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
that was the one lucky part about
it. Sucks,
it
sucks, but it's cool.
Yeah, so we ended up, the pit gates closed at 11. And so by the time we got the motor, taken apart and RC looked at it, it was about, 10:45.
Okay, so you didn't have a spare motor to just throw in.
No.
You guys took apart the motor that you...
Well, we ended up borrowing a motor.
Oh, okay.
Chris Bray, who built the car, also had Doug Hamm, Shane Skaggs, and Shelby Strobel out there.
You guys.
So he had an extra motor. But at the same time, Doug Hamm was having problems with his motor. So we're like, okay, obviously Doug's going to use it.
Yeah,
he's
in the points and all
that.
Yep,
exactly. But they ended up fixing his. So that morning, we borrowed Strobel's cherry picker and got to the track around 8:30, and they actually let us in early because pit gates weren't supposed to open until 9. So they let us in early. We took the motor out and then put the other one in that we were borrowing. I missed the first practice, and then I got to the second practice, and then the A-arm decided to fall off.
Was the race weekend from hell starting off.
Exactly. Yep. And then so that is all right. I mean, we got it all. I saw it.
Right.
So obviously, but so we got that all tightened up. And
now you
it.
Actually saw the A arm.
Well, the bolt fell out.
Okay.
So the bolt ended up in the spring cup.
Okay. I mean, did you actually see the problem while you were on the track racing?
Yeah, I saw the left front was wobbling really, really bad on the straightaway.
It's a luxury you don't get to see in a super late model, where you can see what's going on out in front of you on your suspension in the modified.
Exactly.
So that's kind of cool.
Yep, so we got that all tightened up and fixed and went out for the third practice. And I ran my fastest lap then. And then qualifying from first to 33rd, it was split between, I think, 3/10.
So you're saying there's 33 cars that showed up for that race. Amazing.
There were a few more, but after 33rd, it kind of dropped off a little bit. I think there were 36 or 37.
Oh, so they probably had a meet B main then.
Yep. I ended up in that.
Cool. Well,
if I would have ran a tenth, I ran 3/10 faster than I did the whole weekend.
So how many tenths
between
first and 33rd?
Three tenths.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's some close racing, man. That's pretty cool.
It's crazy. Yep. They're so fast over there. And so I ended up having to get in the B main. So I started third for that.
20 or 40 lap?
It's 40, but we had a big red flag on the first lap. So they ended up just making it 20, and I raced my way in through that. And then we kind of over-adjusted for the B main, and I told them, but we kind of just left it because we figured with the new tires, it's going to – or with the
–
as the tires got older, the car was going to get looser, but it didn't. So it just was really tight in the center in the race and super loose off. And so I couldn't really touch the throttle, and I was super crossed up in the center of the corner.
Do you think
but
some of that was just not knowing, like, the car, like, as a modified, or do you think that was actually the car or some of you? Or,
what
I mean,
we did on Friday before I blew the motor up was when I was going in the corner, it wanted to spin out on me. Mm-hmm. So we dropped the Panhard bar like 8 inches or something crazy like that. So we think that adjustment, because I ended up not having any front brake in the car.
Okay.
So I didn't get to try that on Friday because that's when I was getting ready to go back out after we fixed the front brake issue. So I was ready to go back out, and then the noise and all that lovely stuff. So, so I think that adjustment right there, that's what we kind of figured was what caused the issue for the car. But I still learned a lot. It was fun.
Well, you're out there with they actually started how many cars?
28. Mm-hmm.
So they started 28 cars.
Yeah,
that's
I started 28.
Cool.
So
no way.
I transferred through in the B main fourth. So
cool.
Yeah, it was crazy.
You got 20 extra laps of racing than everybody else.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
That's always good.
And then Sunday on the way home, that was an adventure too.
So it didn't stop at the racetrack.
Oh, no. Well, on Friday night after we blew the motor, we got into Tom's truck, and his engine light came on.
Oh,
so
man.
Are we going to blow two motors in one night?
That wouldn't be good.
But it said something about
she's driving a Ford?
Nope.
Oh, my God, Gary.
Easy. We'll show you what he drives.
What is it?
2012 dually Silverado.
Oh, it's a Chevy.
Now
what
you had to say.
It's a dually. All right, I'm sorry.
But it wasn't the Chevy part of it. It was the diesel part of it. The diesel exhaust filter was clogged, so when it popped up, we Googled, like, what to do, basically, like, if we have to go get it serviced or whatnot, and it said, if you drive around 30 minutes, it'll clear itself up.
So Sherry's already got the way to fix it on Google.
Well, it's Google. It's a Google thing. Yeah, thank God for Google. Jeez.
But, of course, with our luck this weekend, that wasn't the case.
Oh.
So we drove for 2 hours on Sunday. And only made it about 60 miles in 2 hours. And
you
guys
stopped at Fast Lap on the way down.
We didn't even make it to there yet.
Oh, not even there yet, thanks.
So
that's that Chevy restaurant.
We ended up pulling off on some random street. And what ended up happening was there is a diesel place right across the street. But when we walked over there, it said by appointments only on Sunday. So my mom messaged them on Facebook and, hey, we're from Vegas. Right. We're stuck in who knows where, Santa Quinn, Utah. And like,
you
can you
don't
come
even
help
know
us
if
out?
They have Facebook.
Yeah. We're like, can you come help us out?
Hey, easy there.
Not you. I want to talk about you. Small town in Utah.
Yeah. It's super, I think there was only one cop that just kept going back and forth.
He
and
thought you guys
were
going to rob the place.
Vicky messaged him on MySpace.
Oh, yeah. It's the only way to get a hold of him. JJ saw the message.
He showed up.
Yeah, you called.
He showed up.
Like, we got this emergency up in nowhere, Utah.
Yeah, so the manager ended up coming out and then kind of ran the truck just to try and burn it all out. And the light still stayed on, and it wouldn't go over 50 without the trailer.
Oh, no
so
way.
We ended up putting the trailer on my dad's truck for a little bit. And then their light went off. And it was off for probably about 50 miles. And I'm like, okay, so let's put the trailer back on the truck and see what it does.
Like
and
your dad's truck is about a half-ton truck, probably, so that's why.
And what it is? What is it?
It's a Chevy.
But it's a half-ton. It's not the truck's
fault. And it has almost 200,000 miles on it.
Okay, Gary?
How much mileage on that?
Almost 200,000.
Almost 200,000 miles.
And it's gas.
Yeah.
So you guys stuck it back on the diesel?
Yeah, we put it back on Tom's truck, and it made it the rest of the way. But we left the hotel at 8 Sunday morning at Utah time, which is 7 here.
Okay.
And I didn't, after we stopped at the shop, I didn't make it to my house until about 6 Sunday night.
Oh, my God. Long drive. That's
a long
drive anyways, let alone having problems.
Yeah. Well, we made it there the first time about 6 hours.
That's
we made
crazy.
It there 6 hours. Just took 11 hours to get home.
Well, cause last time I went to Salt Lake, it was like 8 hours. 8 hours drive.
Man.
I think they had construction at
the
time, though.
Yeah, it's like orange. So. But now that's all fixed. It's super nice.
You ever been up to that track?
No,
never. I
absolutely. What do you think of the track, though?
I absolutely
it's bumpy.
Recommend.
Oh, so
the actual track surface is
really
it's not resurfaced or anything
like that? No, there's around the bottom. You don't want to run down there because it's super rough.
So it's opposite of our track locally. It's not a low groove track.
Yeah, you're about running the middle.
Really?
And then when you're on the front straightaway, when you're up against the wall, it feels like you're hitting the wall, but you're just hitting the bump.
Is it an oval or a D?
It's a 3/8 paved oval.
Yep.
So it's an actual oval, though, or is it shaped like a D?
No, it's an oval.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yep.
Oval. Interesting.
Yeah, it's fun. I like the track.
Multi-groove track, though?
Yeah.
Banks, kind of like ours?
Yeah.
The one groove is nothing but a handful.
So you can't
be watching cars bouncing and flexing. And
so the bump stop guys aren't running that line.
No,
not at all. It was anybody who started on the inside line, we watched them move up and move up as soon as possible.
Right.
Yep.
It wasn't like LVMS where everybody looking to drop low.
Nope.
It's everybody was moving up into the 1.5 groove.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's kind of on the restarts the start of the B main. I was kind of wondering, so do we start in the low groove, like what we do at the boring, or do you move up to where you want to be? If you're on the inside row, I feel like you're starting on the pole. I feel like you can decide where you want to start, right? Mm-hmm.
That's what you think, right?
Yeah.
But how to turn out, like with the starts and the restarts?
Well, the B main, I started third, and it was Chris Cook in front of me. He's awesome. If we didn't have a motor to borrow, he probably would have fixed the head of the motor that we were going to use or that we blew up.
That's crazy.
But so he started to go and then he just stopped. So I had to dive in on the inside. So I'm going into turn one right on the bottom where you don't want to be. And then he ended up wrecking. It was just a mess.
Is that what caused the red?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the first lap.
It was bad.
It got crazy.
Yeah.
Nobody hurt.
Nobody got hurt. One car was done. Basically, take the radiator cap and leave the car there. It was bad. It was pretty rough. So what happened? He was on the outside of me, and then he got really sideways and clipped the wall, and then he almost came back and got me. And my dad's on the radio. Go, 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 go. I am going. What do you mean?
Yeah,
I didn't know what was happening.
I'm trying to go.
Yep. And then the starts during the race were pretty rough, I guess. It was just an accordion effect.
Yeah.
Basically.
Well, yeah, we've kind of been through that at Orange Show. They fit 20-something cars on that track, and we ended up actually into the wall. I can't remember who you ended up on top of. I can't remember the guy's name. Real nice guy. He's been racing that series forever, but it was one of their, quote, topless races where they take tops off, and the accordion effect happened there, and there's not enough track there, so the best decision was to kind of try to squeeze in between the car and the wall and end up.
Oh, man.
But, yeah, so.
Yeah, I started on the inside for, I think, all of the restarts. So what happened is it was usually Dustin Tilbury in front of me, and he would end up almost ramming the guy in front of him. So I see him going way low, and then everyone else would just stop. He would stop super quick. Oh, my goodness.
And then that was
rough.
Oh, well. So any other Vegas name? Aaron?
Aaron broke, in qualifying, his steering wheel ended up in his lap.
Oh.
Because the bolt was loose and fell.
That's not what you want.
No. And then he broke, I think, like a fuel pump in the race.
Oh, that sucks.
That's what they thought it was. So, and then Doug Hamm got second.
No way.
One more lap, he would have
had him. The hound dog,
that's good.
And then
I tell you that. Series has some tough competition.
And with, I don't know, 2 or 3 laps left, he got to the driver door to pass
the
leader.
Yeah.
Close.
Yeah.
Scott Winters,
Doug Hamm and that Scott Winters, they put on a good show up there. Yeah.
No
that's
kidding.
I
0.312 margin of victory.
Wow.
That hound dog got beat on.
Yeah.
Well, it's good to see him up there because, you know, on and off in that series, he's always, like, right there, but just not.
He won that last year, right? Year before he won that
I don't know.
He got the Rocky Mountain Raceway.
Yep.
But the way their track is set up, it's super cool with the drag strip and the oval track.
Yeah.
Oh
really? That's what I was going to say.
What do you mean? I mean, how's it set up?
You can, like, up on top,
mm-hmm.
there's, like, I don't know, 20 feet between. You could watch the oval track, and then you can turn around and walk over and watch the quarter-mile track, and then go back and watch the oval track.
Really?
That they had it set up on the list that they had people
you
going
back
and
forth
during the
same
race.
During the same, they wouldn't run the oval track, and they'd run the quarter-mile cars, and then they wouldn't run the quarter-mile cars, but they'd run the oval track. And there was people literally going from stands to stands.
Kidding.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's pretty weird.
And one price got you both races.
And,
oh, that's terrible.
And your ticket got you in the pits, too.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. How much was the entry? You know, 10, 12, 14, 15 bucks. What?
$30, I think.
30,
it was.
So you do 30 bucks, you do
both
and,
races.
And,
both races.
Yeah, 40
and,
for the pits.
Anywhere in
and there
are
probably about 7,000 people there.
No
kidding.
Yeah.
A lot of people.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Go ahead.
You go watch the oval track races. That's on the north side of the property.
Right.
Then you got the grandstands, then a huge walkway and concessions, and then on the south side of the property is grandstands, and then the drag strip, the quarter-mile drag strip.
And then on Friday when we were practicing, on Friday, the dragsters, they had races, too, so they had a doubleheader weekend. But then there was the motocross track that was going, too, so you're able to watch that while you're waiting.
And David,
cool.
David, did you go up, too? I was going to say, you're probably looking at the motocross track.
But it was, you had qualifying three divisions over on the oval track. Then you had qualifying for the drag strip.
That's cool.
Then you had heats at the oval track. And then you had
another round of
probably what was going through Kaylee's head is how can I do like some drag racing and oval track racing?
I wanted to get in the
check
car that they had.
Oh,
I think
there was
291 miles an hour.
Yeah, they had a number of options. There was jet dragsters out there, jet trucks. Okay.
I love the
cycles.
Jet cars. Always love the jet cars.
Yeah. Old school front engine slingshot dragsters.
No way.
And snowmobiles.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Imagine
snowmobiles.
Imagine this. No lie. 155 miles an hour in the quarter mile on a snowmobile.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
Yes.
The
first one.
Flick the switch and hold on.
The first one went 117, and I was like, wow. The second one went 134. I was like,
Holy wow.
And the third one went 155 in the quarter mile.
Crazy.
And nothing around him. It was just like a snowmobile you would take out into the snow.
Yeah,
no, I mean,
saw them going through the pits.
they modify the...
Well,
I don't know. I didn't look at them.
Yeah. We drove into the pits, and Jay was like, what the hell are snowmobiles doing?
New meaning to skid plate type racing, right?
Yeah.
Yep. There were three of them, but let me 155 miles an hour, a quarter mile on one of those things.
And it was bracket racing, so you could end up with a dragster, rear engine, front engine. You could end up with a funny car. You could end up with a super stock. You could end up with a snowmobile. One of the snowmobile made it to the quarterfinals, the final four.
Wow!
Yeah.
Before he was eliminated.
Yeah.
Maybe we get the.
Talk about dialing in a snowmobile.
Maybe we can get snowmobile oval racing going down here or something, huh?
But it was
Gary, what's your job?
it was a great weekend. We, you know, great drive up.
It was great
there,
for you guys.
Hotel.
But Kaylee had a
great
time. Unfortunately,
it was
fun.
Unfortunately,
I learned a lot. Thankful that I got to do that.
I mean, Lucas Oil Modified, of course, you know. Talent in that division is something else, and they've grown into a division that's just horsepower driver, you name it, man. That division, and they got the car count everywhere they go. Some good talent in that car, so to be able to just get out there with them guys.
Yeah.
You learn a lot.
Oh, like yeah, said, definitely learn there. A lot. Yep.
So.
But the consistency of times in the top 20 cars.
Oh, I know.
Was,
amazing.
I mean, unbelievable how close they qualified.
Yep. And I didn't feel bad about my qualifying time because Shelby Strobel,
right.
Who knows how many wins he's had in the Modified Series, he qualified right in front of me.
Right.
She's like, wow.
Right.
You're pretty cool.
A certain tenth.
I grew up
watching
him race, too.
What are they running down there? 15?
I think 15-2 was
oh, wow.
What
that's fast.
Who got the pole.
Yeah, the best speed was 86.3 miles an
right.
hour.
Right, and that's smoking.
Eights.
Yeah, no kidding.
And that's it. Best time was 15.637, and that was for the winner, Scott Winter.
And that's during
yeah,
the
that
race.
During
that's
the
race winning.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. That's pretty cool.
So 15.6, 15.15, 15.7, 15.8,
yeah.
Right around there.
I mean,
that's
no.
How, that's how close it was.
Was Austin Barnes down?
No. Nope.
No, he didn't show up.
No, there's a big thing going on with him, supposedly.
Oh.
So, yep.
Yeah, he
well,
came
there's...
across last year. He came across sideways with
yeah.
Capello,
so Capello
at the
yeah.
at the finish.
Mm-hmm.
Those two crossed the finish
no,
line sideways, and I think Capello won.
Capello got it, yeah.
Got
wow.
that race last year. It was
so then it was
Ham
the year before.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was
Ham. Capello got dumped on Saturday.
Yeah.
Oh, no way.
That was a rough weekend for him, too.
That sucks. But, you know, hey, the Lucasville modifieds are always some fun. Are you going to look at maybe the next track they're going to race at? I don't know where they're racing next.
It depends
next.
On if the motor's ready.
Really?
It's Orange Show on August 20th.
Oh,
so.
That's going to be a...
Yeah, we come back here the weekend
show.
After, so...
Right.
And then I'm racing in Tucson with my Super Late, August 6th, and then...
They got a is that an open comp down there?
No, it's just
a
regular race.
You guys
mm-hmm.
going down for...
Yeah, because on August 20th as well is the SRL race down in Tucson.
Oh.
So
oh.
it's like, if the motor isn't ready for
yeah.
the modified, I might just take my Super Late down to go do the SRL
right.
race.
I mean, that's something that you've been enjoying a lot more of, is taking the car
oh,
or
yeah.
going to outside tracks. I mean, that's always fun, and everybody catches kind of that
there's
little bit
no
of a
pressure.
Traveling bug. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, the only pressure I had this weekend was to make the main. So,
well, see, yeah, because you don't have the pressure of the points, which that's a whole other
issue.
Subject is the current point system is, but you don't have to worry about that. You go down
right.
there, you're going down there to
have fun,
you know, do as well as you can on that track and
yeah,
learn as much on that track and learn some new drivers you're racing against.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. But, you know, so that would be fun, Orange Show and Tucson. And
yeah,
next
I'm super excited.
Any thoughts on, I mean, is Orange Show going to do any street stock?
I'm going down
again?
There in October for the 200 lapper.
So they're still doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Yep, we're getting my super stock ready.
Cool.
Brad has the motor, so.
Well, I'm going to go down and watch that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's funny that we are talking about it. I ran across, I think it was on the Bomber Nation website, actually, on one of the links. And there's some old pictures of you when you
oh,
went down.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, for that race. That was October.
That was
2011,
awesome.
I think,
yeah.
is when I seen. Yeah,
yeah,
that's funny.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I sure remember the guys didn't want me to race against them. Yeah.
Now, when you go down there, they're going to think
yeah.
twice. You're going to be like, oh, hell, here's Katie. She's going to spank our butts here. No,
that was fun. I love Orange Show. It's my favorite track, for sure.
Yeah,
rough.
That is a fun track. It's not like a bad track. It's just fun to be at.
Yep.
It's a lot of history there, and it's a
yep.
lot of close racing.
Oh,
you got,
yeah.
You know, it's just that is a fun show. If you've never been to Orange Show, Gary happened to be one of the lucky ones to see it when they threw dirt on it and raced it as dirt.
Yep.
But, you know, that was some rough times. We never knew if it was coming back
coming
as
back
asphalt.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. But what's in store for Kaylee coming up here with this the LDMS race? I mean, you're just going to try to do...
I think I'm just racing the Super Late.
Really?
Probably. I think Tom's going to do the modified. So, just the plan, do the Super Late. And
cool.
We're gaining big time, so we'll see.
Well, everybody keep up with Kaylee Barker at KayleeBarker.com and see what she's doing. And, you know, hey, we're running out of time as usual, unfortunately. You want to come out to LDMS locally at on the August 27th. But thanks for being here, Kaylee, as usual.
Thank you for having me. As
you're
always.
Welcome as a guest speaker next time. You're going to be a guest host.
Oh.
So, thanks, David, for being here. So it's really a hard time. Appreciate you being here. But we'll see you here at onwardsnow.com next Tuesday live. And we'll keep an eye out for racing with Kaylee at Pole Position coming up here next time. So see you next Tuesday at 6 p.m. onwardsnow.com.
Have a good night.
Thanks for listening.